So by atomizing us and piping in the propaganda and keeping the earth out of our unmediated hands, everything we want to do is mediated by state or market. So alternatives simply never occurred to us because of the atomization. We are effectively controlled by being kept dreaming the dreams of those in authority. Because this ain't our dream, obviously. It ain't our dream to be stuck in this day after day nightmare of seeing our brothers and sisters in need, in trouble, whether it's someone sleeping on a bench here or our brothers and sisters being slaughtered in Syria. Or name the slaughter. It's everywhere. States mowing down their citizens, quote unquote, in the name of the state. It's all about we matter, you guys don't. They believe themselves to be the interpreters of what is right and good and just and the appropriate ones to herd us to the future they want. It is not the future we want. We're dreaming their dreams and never getting time to think about our own. We say we when we mean the state because we have no self-determined we. And we are a social species, and so we need some we to keep our sanity. Power knows this and can create and sequentially provide our we's from, you know, the hierarchy, you know, family, schoolmates, workmates, blah, 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 church. You know, here, you can stand in that box and pretend through life from box to box to box. You know? But if you start standing out there and holding your hands out to your brothers and sisters out there on the streets or meeting communally, as our brothers and sisters in the Muslim world do, no. That's unmediated congregation. That's an unmediated we. Can't have that. Can't have that. So in our state-sanctioned boxes for ameliorating the isolation, we are marched through life until our appointed hour arrives. If we don't see the piles of bodies, then they hardly exist, do they? And can't upset the illusions piped in. The terms, the rules, the law dictate, and we adjust to their requirements and never peer beneath the skirts behind the scenes to see the hidden hand. We can't even acknowledge among ourselves that it exists as Miklos and his fellow captives can. Our noses are bent to our carrots. The pretense of normalcy when we have no ability to speak the truth or hear it spoken destroys our humanity. For our bodies know performance is not truth. And if truth is not honored, then it must be irrelevant. And so nothing matters. Nothing has meaning. And we fall asleep.